Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Mike Spade, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, you have it above the fold. It is the story that is broken in the New York Times, and it has to do with the feds. That's the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara in the Southern District of New York and the FBI investigating, quote, substantial payments to Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
Yeah, well, it will certainly be the talk in Albany today, this story in the New York Times that we are also carrying in the Times Union, that State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is being investigated by the FBI and by the Office of the U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of New York. Essentially, the investigation, according to the New York Times, grew out of the work of the Moreland Act Commission. That was the anti-corruption panel that Governor Andrew Cuomo had created back in 2013, but had abruptly shut down in March. The U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara had picked up where that probe left off, getting many of the files from the Moreland Act office. And the story today in the Times attributes the information to people with knowledge of the matter, saying that a law firm, Goldberg and Arami, allegedly has paid Silver sums of money over a decade. And according to the Times, prosecutors are investigating, you know, what Silver did in return for that. Again, this is all according to sources in the New York Times. But the whole issue of part-time work by legislators has been the focus of federal investigations and of panels like the Moreland Act Commission, because it opens the possibility for conflicts of interest. Under current law, state legislators don't even have to name their clients or say if they even have clients or report details of what work they do out, and that poses a potential for conflict of interest. So it'll certainly be getting a lot of attention today at the end of the year as legislators are getting ready to return to Albany next week to tackle a whole host of issues. Ethics, I guess, will be among them.
And Mike, Albany County's legislature, as expected, rejected a proposed settlement in a federal civil rights lawsuit.
Yeah, county lawmakers on Monday night threw back this settlement that was brokered by the county executive, Dan McCoy. That may have been part of the problem, the politics there, but this would have ended a three-year-old lawsuit brought by activists who say that minorities were not properly recognized when the county redistricted after the 2010 census. It's a costly lawsuit, and now it goes back to the federal court, and it's probably going to take a lot more time to settle, and we'll keep following that.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us this morning. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.